Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a look back and a look ahead, a look back at Friday's one-day challenge as part of our We've Got Your Back campaign to benefit two local nonprofits working with veterans to benefit them, and then also a look ahead to the O Freedom event for Fierce Freedom, the nonprofit education organization fighting human trafficking. July 15th, their event, O Freedom, at Carson Park in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We continue to need notes and pictures for this year's care packages for the We've Got Your Back campaign. And we invited people on Friday to help us with the one-day challenge, part of the We've Got Your Back. You see, from Memorial Day through the 4th of July, right around the corner, we've been encouraging especially WWIB listeners to go ahead and get involved and help us with care packages. We've got a number of them in our lower level right now waiting to be sent out with all sorts of goodies, but we'd like to compliment those with a personal touch of cards and letters and kids' pictures, etc. And so get those to us here at WWIB. Learn more at WIB.com. But also, for the third straight year, we had a fundraiser for one day here on June 19th for two local nonprofits that serve our veterans, Vets Fighting for Vets, and also Pause for a Cause. And we encouraged folks to consider giving generously to help. And in fact, we had $1,000 for each organization initially from generous business sponsors. And by the end of the day, Friday, especially by about Friday morning and thereafter, it came out to around $5,400, which is about $2,700 for each of those organizations. Now, if you'd still like to give, you can at WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. We'll take it. We had some early gifts and day of, so why not afterwards? It's the postgame show. On Friday's WIB Wake Up Show, Vets Fighting for Vets founder Tony Faulkner explained,
"This is something we do outside of our own lives, right? We take this on and we do it. My family, I got to thank them a lot because my wife, my kids, they do sacrifice a lot. When I have to do an event or we host an event, they're right there helping with it and something else that they might want to be doing. But I think it really helps them as well. So I got to thank them and thank WIB for letting us do this."
On Friday morning show on WWIB, Faulkner unpacked his own story and journey that led him to starting Vets Fighting for Vets. As he spoke with our Caleb Swenson,
"I was raised up in the Catholic Church. You know, my grandpa always went to church on Sunday. We'd join him, and then kind of fell off. I joined the military, went into the military for 10 years. I got hurt in Iraq, got medically retired. And then coming home, I had a lot of struggles going on. I had a marriage that failed and was failing. And I seen one of these events of a ruck, a 22 ruck for 22 veterans a day. And it kind of hit home. And it was down in Florida, and I talked to the guys and I thought we should do something like that back here in Western Wisconsin. So we hosted a first one, and this was like within probably 2-3 months we got this together. It was kind of just me seeing where it go. I didn't know who would show up, and advertised it, and I had 73 people show up walking 22 miles for the 22 a day. Thankfully, that number has kind of gone down. We'll probably get into that a little bit, but and that's kind of where it grew from there. Other events, networking, some veterans that I didn't even know showed up and wanted to be a part of it, and it has grown since then into this, and it's helped my journey. You know, as a veteran, we serve our country, similar to how Christians serve the Lord, and I think a lot of the generation now is coming to see that of veterans is we had a shield around us over there that made it home, and that shield was God. You know, we maybe moved the right way here and there, but God ultimately had our back. And this is how we can continue to serve and continue to help by serving Christ. And this is how I'm serving.
It's powerful. I mean, the line that just hit me there the most, God ultimately had our back. This is called the We've Got Your Back campaign.
And I think it's important that we say too, if folks are just joining us, we're saying the 22, that number is the veterans that commit suicide. I mean, yeah. We can't shy away from it. The number of veterans that take their own lives every day. And there have been some encouraging things that number has gone down somewhat, but that was the impetus behind everything you do is the 22 veterans every single day taking their life by their own hand.
And, you know, as the veteran population is a little over 1% of the United States population. So So take the United States and double that down to 1%. That's a very small percentage in population that has served the country, and then take the combat into it. You know, there's some, it doesn't matter what you do. You wrote a blank check, right, for this country. And we need to have your back with it. And it's just, yeah, that number has dropped. The 2025, they came out and said it's down to 17 and a half a day. So, I mean, one is too many, right? My mission's always been if I can help one veteran, take 1 second to think about what they're facing, you know. I always look at life as hills and valleys, right? No matter what you're doing, you're always going to be going up. You know, however you are on the mountain, there might be a valley in it, but it's still going up. And that's just kind of how I think we got to take it, one step at a time, one day at a time, especially in them dark struggles and in them dark days, because we all have them. I still have them. I'm in a storm, I'll tell you right now. You know, and we're getting through it, and it's just, that's what we need to do. We need to be there and help these veterans that are struggling. And there can be so much that can trigger, you know, to take you to a dark place as a veteran. And it's not even the dark times. It's just the easy life overseas was you just did your job and repeat, you know, and get home to your family. And looking back, kind of where I'm at right now has kind of put me into it. And I had to talk about it is, we never realize while we're overseas, we're doing our job and getting through it. But what happens back home and the people at back home that care about you? And this is another way to show that we care about them veterans.
During Friday morning's One Day Challenge is part of our We've Got Your Back campaign to try to benefit two local nonprofits working for vets, including Pause for a Cause and Vets Fighting for Vets. The founder of that organization, Tony Faulkner, was asked by our Caleb Swenson,
what are some of the things that you do to help connect with veterans, to help give them hope? And a lot of that might start with supplying some practical needs.
Absolutely. You know, we have another fundraiser coming up July 11th. It's Riding for the 22. It's our annual motorcycle ride out of the Timber Inn in Downsville. You don't have to have a motorcycle. You have four wheels, whatever. Come on down and enjoy the day. It's a great fundraiser that we have. But a lot of big things we do is Thanksgiving. We give a lot of Thanksgiving meals out to veterans that are maybe struggling, older generation veterans, to help them out with that. We take in a couple of veterans and have Thanksgiving with us at our home. And then a big one we do is the Christmas gifts for veterans. I think last year we had 36 applications and we were able to, Liz does this part, 25 or 22 veteran families we supplied their Christmas gifts for. Yeah. And that's from the children all the way to the mom and dad. And it's very humbling to see these families that are struggling at that time, what they want, the wants and needs. The needs is the big thing that always gets me. And of course, we're always there to have great gifts. And we're fortunate to have great gifts to be able to them, but that's with everybody's donations and helping out. But 22 families is a lot of families to shop for. I can't think, I'm not a shopper. Liz does all that and she finds the deals and everything. But to wrap the gifts and to be able to give that family, to help them. And then throughout the year, veterans are always reaching out. We have veterans that are on Social Security or disability that might have a water heater go out or a pipe burst in the wintertime, and they just don't have the extra funds with everything going on in the world right now and stuff being higher to have a plumber come out or have a roofer come out and help them. So we network with a lot of people to be able to facilitate that, to help them ease that burden. It's tough. I mean, and then the homeless outreaches, you know, we're in the Chippewa Valley. You'd be surprised that the homeless population and the homeless population that is veterans, you know, and it's very unfortunate. It's right here in our community. We go up into the bigger city like Minneapolis and it's overwhelming, you know, to see that. And a lot of veterans say this is a lifestyle I chose or I can't get on my feet, and we want to ease that burden. And some of them, I'll be honest, will probably go back to the homeless lifestyle. But if we can keep them safe for that one day or show them a little bit of light and help them guide them to other resources.
Again, Tony Faulkner, the founder of Vets Fighting for Vets, the local nonprofit, he and his wife Liz take no proceeds. They take no dollars for the many hard, long hours that they put in. And again, that along with that organization, along with Pause for a Cause, were our two recipients of our one-day challenge this past Friday. That's where the audio comes from that you were just listening to. If you'd still like to give a gift, go to wib.com. We've got a banner on top of the page. You can click on it and give within 2 minutes. And the dollars being split between those two local nonprofits are one-day challenge, kind of the post-game here at WWIB.com on this Sunday night. Meanwhile, looking ahead to July 15th, that's the night that the anti-human trafficking education organization Fierce Freedom is holding its annual event. The O Freedom event is coming up at Carson Park in Eau Claire, and I spoke this week with their executive director, Kat Morgan.
And it's actually our 19th iteration of the Justice Run, which we renamed into O Freedom. So it's, it's coming right up, and it's a great family-friendly event designed to raise awareness and funds for the work of Fierce Freedom.
Morgan says the July 15th O Freedom event at Carson Park in Eau Claire is their biggest annual fundraiser.
This is definitely the fundraiser, I would say, that really allows us, I mean, all of our events are important to us, but I think this is a great way for the community to learn a little bit about Fierce Freedom. And again, those funds do help us to continue to reach more vulnerable people in the Chippewa Valley and beyond, and really work to create upstream prevention in this realm as well.
So what's encouraged you as you look back on the year that's been since last year? Certainly at a big event in March.
We did. We have really seen, again, this is our 19th year of doing O Freedom, and throughout the years, we've seen the community show up, and even in 2020, you know, when we had COVID, and we've seen the community show up and show that they care and that this is important to them. And again, consistently through our events, we saw a Voice of Freedom, which I know you were able to be part of, Mark, in March, where we were able to bring an Epstein survivor, Jess Michaels, in to speak. And that was incredibly impactful. And we had people that said how this was just a phenomenal event. And this year for O Freedom, we do have a survivor who... We do have a survivor who will be speaking about their experience, but again, family friendly. But we do think it's so important to have individuals with lived experience at the forefront of what we do so that we can really, provide space for education and maybe individuals that have been impacted by trafficking, sexual abuse, or exploitation to see that brave person that is sharing a little bit of their story, and that gives them the freedom to maybe speak their own truth.
I asked Fierce Freedom Executive Director Kat Morgan what will all be happening July 15th at Carson Park for O Freedom.
Yeah, so our fun run course opens at 5 p.m. and closes at 7, and it is again, run-walk component with a two-mile loop. And every time that you run that two-mile loop or walk it, will give you a chance to actually win a prize. And we will see as well, we are counting those loops and seeing the collective impact of those miles. I know last year there were over 500 miles run for freedom. And other highlights of the fest include food trucks, music with the jam. Kind of off of Collective Arts, they also have teens who create really cool music. And so that's a really fun aspect, is that concert that we have. So prizes, kids activities, and then we also will have a Fierce Friends area highlighting like-minded organizations committed to investing worth and dignity into our youth and community. And then we have a special program at 7 p.m., which will be the jam concert, and also will give that time to hear from a survivor.
Morgan says whether you register tonight or for sure before this Wednesday at noon, to make sure you get this year's O Freedom t-shirt, or don't register even until the day of the event, July 15th at Carson Park. The bottom line is...
Yeah, come. Just come to this fest. We would love for you to run or walk. We still are looking for some volunteer spots as well. But yeah, please, please come check it out. And if you decide to participate, you know, a lot of times it's just a lovely evening where we can kind of come together and gather. And, you know, on that walk with, if you take, you know, evening walks with your friends or something, like, this could be a great way to do that. If you're in a running community, this could be your evening run. So our t-shirt deadline guarantee is actually noon coming up on Wednesday, June 24th. So at noon, if you get that in by then, we'll guarantee you that event t-shirt. We have a new design this year that's launching. It's very cute. It's very cool. And we also encourage you to bring the crew, bring a group of people with you. You actually get 20% off per person, and you will be eligible for our annual Fierce Freedom Trophy, or O Freedom Trophy. And Blue Ox Running has won every single year. We can't let them get away with that this year. So we're encouraging people, you know, bring your church group, bring your friends with you, and come run, walk, volunteer for freedom.
Morgan says,
it's always just a great event to, you know, see what's available in the community, other organizations that are doing amazing work, and just learn a little bit, but also mostly have fun together and raise funds for the work we're doing.
Morgan encourages WWIV and WDOGL listeners to view the July 15th O Freedom event at Carson Park as a fun family night and an opportunity to take an important stand against human trafficking.
Absolutely. I think it's whether you've come to every single O Freedom or Justice Run event we've had over the last 19 years, whether this is your first time learning about Fierce Freedom, it's a very accessible and connective night. And I would really encourage you, yeah, just bringing your kids for the kids activities we have, checking out some of the other organizations. It's just a great way to come together, because it's really going to take all of us. Human trafficking is such a huge, an immense problem, and it's the fastest growing criminal enterprise on the planet. And so we each can do something to be part of the solution. And so in a way, it's really seeing the impact of our community coming together and being united against trafficking and saying, not in our town, not in our city, and not on our watch.
And where should folks register?
So the easiest way that you can sign up is just go to fiercefreedom.org and click on our banner image, and that'll lead you right to the sign up and registration page.
Fierce Freedom Executive Director Cap Morgan about the July 15th O Freedom Fun Run and Fest. I'm at fiercefreedom.org and then clicked on the image, and I see the registration. You can go there right now, fiercefreedom.org, and click on it and learn more about registering for this terrific event at Carson Park in Eau Claire on July 15th. Also, earlier we began with Tony Faulkner, the founder and head of Vets Fighting for Vets, the local nonprofit, one of two that benefited from our one-day challenge, part of our We Got Your Back campaign, which is wrapping up here on the 4th of July. You can still give. You can still have your dollars split between Paws for a Cause and Vets Fighting for Vets. Just go to WWIB.com and give. We needed about $600 or so to get to $6,000 and equal $3,000 for each of those nonprofits. We'd love it if you go there. WWIB.com. Click on the banner. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGL Radio.